All right, hey, it's a program to raise awareness about what we're putting down the drain, and apparently this is a pretty big deal. Greg Ramone is here with the Little Rock Water Reclamation Authority. Good morning, Greg Ramone. How are you doing?
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
All right, you're tying in with THB 11, the Kroger Company, too, and we're making us know that some things just don't need to get flushed or washed down the kitchen sink, right?
That is exactly right.
We call it the
unflushables, and more importantly, we call it Don't Flush That. It's
right.
Our campaign, and it's a great time of the year to do it. First and foremost, the last thing you want to do is have a sewer issue during the holidays, and you know that that's when it's going to happen.
And that's what I've had happen before, too. Yeah, exactly.
So what are the type of things you can do to help yourself help us?
Mm-hmm.
And that is, there's certain things you really should never flush, wipes, so baby wipes. And even if they say flushable, don't flush them.
Okay.
So baby wipes, obviously diapers. There is, floss.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't flush floss. Hair shouldn't be flushed. You know what that does to your sink?
Yeah.
You shouldn't do it in the toilet as well. There's a few other things. People have a tendency to flush paper towels. You should never flush paper towels because they don't degrade fast enough, and
mm-hmm.
they will block your sewage. The other thing is, obviously syringes. And so we find those all the time at our treatment facilities. But you shouldn't do that. When the plumber comes to rod your line out, it's susceptible for them to get hurt as well as the folks that are at the treatment plant.
Yep.
And then a couple other things. Kevin, when a child is learning how to being potty trained, they love flushing the toilet. And that sounds great. Except for they're also walking around with a bunch of toys. Well,
mm-hmm.
guess what? The toys eventually get into the sewer system, and guess what happens? It becomes a very expensive sewer bill that you have to deal with. And guess what? We have a collection of toys at our treatment plant as well, just to show you.
Display.
And then the last thing is, and this is a pet peeve of mine, and that is medication. Never, ever, ever flush medication, and whether that is prescription medication and or over-the-counter medication. To discard medication properly, it shouldn't be thrown out in the garbage either. It really should be disposed of properly. And the best thing to do there is to go to drugtakeback.org.
Right.
And that tells you where to take the medication. Our treatment facilities can't take out a lot of the constituents in the drugs, and so they end up going into the Arkansas River.
Yeah, you don't want that stuff out there. It's Greg Ramone with the Little Rock Water Reclamation Authority. We can, have some fun with this, be a little tongue-in-cheek with this whole thing here, too. I've had this issue. In fact, I've got kids, so if you have a kid, at some point, you're probably going to have a problem with your toilet. So my son used the restroom, and then after that, stuff didn't work. Well, what's going on? What's happening here? I don't know. In fact, I just replaced the actual toilet, put a new one there. This doesn't make sense. Tried to unclog it. Wouldn't work. And had to take the whole thing out, take it into the yard, and the little booger had flushed a spoon. And it got stuck in the thing. And what he was doing, I didn't realize this, he was taking his breakfast cereal and dumping it when he was done in the toilet.
Ah.
And that's where, so it happens. It does.
But
I mean, we've always heard that thing too, that don't put grease down the toilet. That's a bad thing to do, down the drain.
Yeah, you shouldn't put grease at all in. That's another component that's going to create havoc for you in the future. And again, generally, it's when you have visitors over.
Yeah.
So so back to the campaign, Kevin. We like, for adults, we like to say flush only number one, number two, and toilet paper. And for the kids, it's the three P's. Either pee, poop, and or paper. We mean toilet paper, and that's all. If you do that, you have a great opportunity of having a fairly good holiday season without issues. And we're really happy with the friends at Kroger grocery stores. The 18 locations have signage that makes folks aware of the things that they shouldn't be flushing down the toilet. So the Don't Flush That campaign, there'll be signage at the pharmacy area, at the children's where it's the diapers as well as
the wipes. Yeah.
And then also in the toilet paper area. So it's a great opportunity. It's a great time of the year to get folks involved and realize that, you don't think about this often, but when it doesn't work, that's all
you
think about.
Yeah, and it makes a difference. It's it's Greg Ramone with the Little Rock Water Reclamation Authority. Greg, thanks so much for being in this morning.
Hey, thank you so much, Kevin. Appreciate it.